dictation for Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Earl, E-A-R-L, July 2nd, 46, addressed as a letter to Dr. Klugas, K-L-U-G-A-S, 6298145. Dear Dr. Klugas, follow-up for Mrs. Earl, who has renal failure secondary to diabetic nephropathy hypertension, last visit April. There has been gastrointestinal bleeding documented from esophageal varices, underlying liver cirrhosis, gets treatment for iron deficiency anemia with iron infusions, as well as Eranesp, Dr. Akkad, AKKAD. Prior esophageal varices banding, also blood transfusion. She has underlying dementia. There has been no peritonitis or encephalopathy. There has been colonoscopy in the recent past with two polyps removed, not cancer. Has persistent ulcer on the left foot heel for what recently underwent IV contrast angiogram with stent inside of the prior stent. No complications, no dialysis, is healing nicely. Prior antibiotics, follows with Dr. Jafar, J-A-F-A-A-R, also recent urinary tract infection associated to some mental worsening mental status for what taking Keflex for 10 days. Comes accompanied with a daughter. She lives with two daughters, and another one is going to also come. Has off anticoagulation, does have the nice changes on appetite or vomiting, is still having dark stools, black, no abdominal pain or increased abdominal distension, no chest pain or palpitation, stable dyspnea, rhythm or activity, uses BiPAP machine as well as oxygen at night, 3 liters, denies purulent material hemoptysis, very limited mobility, denies falling episode. Other review system right now is negative. Bruises, has 10 cuts at home, but has bleeding nose or gums. She has a long list of medications. Diabetes, cholesterol management. For blood pressure, I see the Coric, Lasix. Question Aldactone 2. Next paragraph, physical exam, morbid obesity, weight of 213, blood pressure in the 120s over 40s. She's very pleasant, no gross respiratory distress. Prior smoker, distant breath sounds, no wheezing, no pericardial rap. Discontinued smoking 2002 at a time of a heart attack. Morbid obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Stable edema. Next paragraph. I reviewed the most recent records July 1st at the time of angiogram. We will try to obtain the actual report. Blood test done days after the procedure, creatinine is stable 1.6, so I do not see IV contrast induced abnormalities, although kidney function has been progressive over time, used to be 1.2, 1.3, recently 1.4, 1.8, 2.2. There is anemia 9.7, low normal white blood cell, low lymphocytes, low platelets at 74, large red blood cells, 108, normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR 31 stage 3b, elevated alkaline phosphatase from the liver cirrhosis, normal bilirubin, elevated AST, ALT, ferritin low normal 111 with a saturation 16%, low magnesium 1.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3-4, progressive over time, many risk factors, including diabetes, cirrhosis, IV contrast exposure, next number diabetic nephropathy, next number liver cirrhosis, next number esophageal varices, status post-banding, gastrointestinal bleeding, iron deficiency, next number low blood pressure that goes with cirrhosis of the liver, next number peripheral vascular disease, recent in-stent stenosis, status post a new stent, IV contrast exposure, next number dementia, next number bilateral small kidneys, next number prior coronary artery disease and procedures, next number prior smoker, next number chronic lymphopenia, next number chronic thrombocytopenia, next number obesity, next number prior episode of C. diff colitis. Next paragraph, we will continue helping with anemia management, although in charge Dr. Akat, AKKAD, continue to monitor chemistries, no indication for dialysis at the time being, continue management of active gastrointestinal bleeding. She appears to be baseline mental status. I don't see hepatic, uremic encephalopathy. I believe she's exposed to narcotics. All this is discussed with the patient and doctor. End of dictation.